Pesachim, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Hey, 4-5, one more on Minhagim, unrelated to Pesach. Here we're talking about the Minhag of not doing Malacha on Tisha B'Av. Now Tisha B'Av, the ninth day of Av, of course commemorates a number of things. The Mishnah and Tanis brings five things, most centrally the loss of the Batei HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash, and by Shani specifically, and one is to be in Avelus, in mourning. Now when it comes to proper Avelus, real mourning, meaning for one's relative, so the doing of malach in general is prohibited. However, the status of the mourning on Tisha B'Av is actually called like an Avelus Yashana, an old mourning, meaning that we're mourning in advance of the loss of the Beis HaMikdash, which happened long ago, and therefore the intensity is less severe, and although it's important for one to feel the loss of the Beis HaMikdash, the question is whether one really should not work to feel it so strongly. And we see, according to the Mishnah, that there's different menhagim, whether or not to do malacha. We're not talking about a momentary malacha like turning on a light switch, but rather something that would distract your attention, so you'd be mesiach da'as, you would stop focusing on the loss of the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore the Mishnah says, Makam shenagu la'asos malacha b'tisha b'av, osen. In a locale where the custom is to do malacha on Tisha B'Av day, so then, osen, one may do so. Makam shenagush lola'asos malacha, ein osen. In contrast, in a locale where the custom is not to do malacha on Tisha B'Av, then one may not. This is by force of a minhag, of a custom. V'chomokom, at all events, talmidi chacham b'telim. The Mishnah says that while regular people may or may not refrain from malacha based on local customs, it's proper in all places for Talmidei Chachamim to refrain from malacha because they should be or they ought to be trying to be in distress over the Beis HaMikdash. And that being the case, it's improper for them to do malacha anywhere. Now, if you're a Talmid Chacham and you're acting in a way which is in contrast to what the rest of the community is doing, that would not be so uncommon. In many ways, Talmid Chacham, like for example, Tumah Tahara, are known to act differently than everyone else, and that's perfectly fine. The question is, what if a person isn't yet a Talmid Chacham? So while it's clear if you know who you are, what if you're not there yet, but you want to conduct yourself like a Talmid Chacham to feel, or to try to feel, the intense avelus of the loss of the Beis HaMikdash? So, according to the Tanakhama, you would not be allowed to refrain from malacha if you're not a Talmid Chacham in a place where they indeed do malacha. The reason being because that would be called mechsi kiyura. You would appear arrogant in the eyes of others, and that is, since yura, since arrogance, is the worst of all midos. We don't want someone to inculcate that or even to have a hint of such a midah. Therefore, it's improper for a person to refrain from malacha and ascribe to himself the status as if he were a Talmid Chacham when in fact he's not. However, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel omer, la'olam ya'aseh adam atzmo Talmid Chacham. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel says, anybody who wants to can take on such a custom and comport himself as if he were a Talmid Chacham, at least with respect to the halachas of not working on Tisha B'Av. So Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel says that's going to be fine, and he doesn't think there's a mechsi kiyura issue problem here, either because he doesn't concern himself with mechsi kiyura, and you'll notice that will be in contrast to what he said back in Brachas, if you recall back there, regarding saying Kriya Shema on the night of one's wedding, etc. Or here, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel says it's not an issue of yura, of mechsik yura, of appearing arrogant, because just because a person's not doing malacha on Tisha B'Av, he's not standing out. He's just not doing malacha. No one will look at him and say, how come he's not working harder? Maybe he has nothing to do. There's plenty of people who have nothing to do. So he did nothing to do also, perhaps, and therefore it wouldn't constitute appearing arrogant. Therefore, he says it's appropriate. One who wants to do so may. Now, at all events, the halacha l'maisa is that the halacha l'maisa is like the Tanakhama, meaning that one may do malacha in a place where the custom is to do so. The Shulchan Aruch definitely says that one who wants to act like Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel may act as such. And the Gemara in Tainus even says, to the contrary, one who does malacha on Tisha B'Av will see no siman bracha from it, he'll gain nothing from it. So one certainly could do that if he wants to. Halacha l'maisa, when it comes to Ashkenazim, the Ramah paskins that there's a universal minhag for us not to do malacha in the first half of the day of Tisha B'Av, up to Chatzos, and at that time would be permitted, forbidden to do so, halacha l'maisa for us, and to do things that distract you from the morning, and in the afternoon it becomes permitted again. Now, period. New paragraph. The Mishnah now returns back to an old topic, the topic of the first Mishnah of our perek. We started out by talking about doing malacha on Erev Pesach. And there we said that while the second half of the day is certainly, it's forbidden to do malacha, it's like a quasi-holiday, like kind of like Chol HaMoed, but the first half of the day was subject to various minhagim. And we said in the first Mishnah there, you have to conduct yourself according to the local minhag. Now, here our Mishnah, according to Bartzner, will disagree with that, and it will say that there's actually specific dinim lahalacha midirabanan, whether or not one may do malacha on Erev Pesach. And the Mishnah says, Chacham omrim b'Yehuda, in Yehuda, that's, I'll call it the southern part of Israel, hayu osin malacha ba'arve psachim ad chatzos. They would indeed do malacha in the first half of the day until chatzos. Uva Galil, however, in the Galil, that we'll call the northern part of Israel, lo hayu osin kol ikar. They would not do any malacha on Erev Pesach by force of a din d'rabbanan, meaning it's not just a minhag. There'd be nafkaminis for that if it's by force of minhag versus of a din d'rabbanan. Like, for example, if a person starts out in the Galil and then moved to Yehuda, so in the Galil it was forbidden to do malacha the first half of the day, and in the Galil it's permitted. If it was a matter of minhag only, so we said you have to keep the minhag of where you came from and where you are. So that would be true. So the guy from the Galil going to Yehuda would have to would not be allowed to do malacha based on his old minhag. However, if a person moved from the Galil to Yehuda and did not intend to return to the Galil, so now he's got a new home and he would take on the minhagim of his new home and leave those old minhagim, meaning now it would become permitted for him to do malacha in Yehuda on Erev Pesach. However, that's only if it's by force of a minhag. Then you take on the new minhag when you move. However, if it were by force of an actual din d'rabbanan, so changing location doesn't change things, and therefore, if the din is a din d'rabbanan, the people of Galil who relocate to Yehuda would still be forbidden to do malacha, even in Yehuda, even where the minhag over there is, yes, do it, because from their perspective, it's aser d'rabbanan to do malacha on Erev Pesach. So that would be a big nafkamina, according to our Mishnah, if it were a din d'rabbanan or simply a minhag. Now, the question is now, in Yehuda, excuse me, in the Galil, where they're not doing malacha the whole day on Erev Pesach, what about the night before? Usually in Jewish law, the day begins the night before. And therefore, the Mishnah says, V'halayla, as for the night before, Beishamai Osrin. Beishamai says, yes, the minhag is indeed, or the halacha is indeed, in the Galil, that one may not do malacha even on the preceding night, meaning from the night of Bedikas Chametz onwards. However, Ubeis Hillel Matirin Ad HaNeitzachama. Beis Hillel say no. It's not like a normal all-day Yom Tov, if you will. Rather, it's something comparable to a fast day. And on a normal fast day, like, say, whatever, Tanis Esther, or the 17th of Tammuz, 10th of Tevis, etc. So the fast only begins in the morning. It doesn't begin the night before. And that being the case, similarly, Beis Hillel say the restriction on working only kicks in even where it's forbidden to work on Erev Pesach from the day. Now, FYI, when it comes to normal daytime things, like the daytime fast, for example, La'alacha, it begins from Alos HaShachar, which is first light, which occurs about 72 minutes, let's say, before Netzachama, before sunrise. Netzachama is like when the sun appears on the horizon, and it starts getting light long before that. And La'alacha day begins at the first light, not at the actual sunrise. The reason why here it's more lenient is because, in general, people don't go out to work until sunrise. They're not going to out to doing work earlier than that, typically, and therefore when they made this din d'rabbanan of restricting doing work on the first half of the day of Erev Pesach, they didn't do it prior to Netzachama, because that wasn't a normal thing for people to do, and therefore they didn't make any din d'rabbanan against it.